From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Rural hospitals play a vital role in delivering quick, emergent care to people in some of the more isolated areas of the country. These institutions provide 24/7 emergency services to rural communities where the next closest hospital could be 35 miles away or more. But because they often serve so few people, it's hard for them to be financially successful. So the federal government set up the Critical Access Hospital Program, whereby hospitals meeting certain criteria would receive Medicare refunds at 101% of reasonable costs. Since the program began in 1997, 1,331 hospitals have been given critical access hospital status, 35 of which are in Missouri. But policymakers are beginning to question whether that's too many for the government to handle financially. Brock Slabach doesn't think so. Slabach is the Senior Vice President for Member Services at the National Center for Rural Health, which released its Rural Health Relevance Study this past April.
Critical access hospitals aren't costing the federal government what everyone seems to think it is. So the notion that this is just like a gaping hole in the federal budget is just simply a myth.
The numbers appear to support Slabach's view. Medicare is spending less per patient in rural areas than it is in urban areas, to the tune of $1.5 billion. But how can that be, especially when critical access hospitals are getting that sweet reimbursement rate of 101% from the federal government? One reason, Slabach says, is that rural hospitals are practicing patient-centered care, while urban hospitals rely more on expensive specialty care, which run up Medicare costs.
The only way we're going to get a handle on reducing the cost of health care in this country is we have to get away from this specialty domination, and we need to start to become more holistic in treatment and coordinating care across the continuum, and patient-centered medical home is a model that does that.
The patient-centered medical home is a kind of healthcare hub where patients can receive the majority of their primary or specialty care with the added benefit of continuity of service. It's a hot topic in healthcare right now, and it's been proposed as a way to bring down the cost of specialty services and avoid errors made by endless referrals. It would require a shift in focus from specialty services to relationship-based, whole-person-oriented care, which is difficult for large, specialty-dominated urban institutions to do. But Slabach says it's different for rural communities.
My contention is that rural communities have been practicing patient-centered medical home for decades. They didn't even know it. I mean, that's just by necessity, that's what they've been doing. Because there's not the dermatologist and the neurologist and the pulmonologist and the rheumatologist just down the hallway. So rural physicians are more involved in following up on care for patients, seeking out care at a specialty level when it's needed, and not depending on self-referral for services.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.